Senator, please come to order. Would the members please note their presence by voting? Secretary, please take the vote.
The roll shows 17 senators present this morning.
The Senate, please rise for prayer. Lay Rabbi Danny Flock.
Ours is a nation built upon a belief in a creator who has endowed all with inalienable rights and faith that the creator permeates every aspect of our way of life. Let us pray, each in our own way, for the strength and the will to meet the challenges that face us this day, and for the wisdom to know God's way and the determination to follow it. Let us pray, God, that you will continue to bless this great and good land as abundantly in the future as you have in the past. Amen.
Would the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 136th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 136th legislative day be approved as certified.
There are no objection. The journal is certified. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest in the gallery? Senator Ray.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce three lovely young constituents from Juno Douglas High School in the far gallery, Manuela Felke, Barbara Jablonski, and Joanne Jablonski.
You didn't miss one? Senator Curtula?
President, also in the gallery, the lovely old constituents. Mr. President, distinguished Alaskan educator, one that I've known for many, many years, a good friend of mine is Cliff Burke.
Any further introductions? Are there any messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the other House.
Message of May 28. The House has passed CSSB 110, availability of an abstract of a driver's record with the following amendment. On page 1, line 13, between the words abstract and of, insert, or the original copy of the computer printed record, and transmitting CSSB 110 amended House for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to name a committee substitute for Senate Bill 110 amended House.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments, namely committee substitute for Senate Bill 110 as amended by the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 absent.
And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments, namely committee substitute for Senate Bill 110 as amended by the House. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call vote on the adoption of committee substitute for Senate Bill 110 amended House be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Mr. President, we stand at ease, please.
Senator, please come back to order, Madam Secretary.
Last night were committee substitute for House Bill number 1022 by the Resources Committee, an act granting authority to the Alaska Renewable Resources Corporation to exceed investment limits by investing $3,600,000 in Schnabel Lumber Company and providing for an effective date. The Senate rescinded its action in passing this House bill. I do have an amendment number one at this time by Senator Ray, which has been distributed as a two-page amendment, starting on page 1, line 6.
Senator Ray.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. President. Are we in second reading?
No, we'd be in third reading if we rescinded.
I would move and ask unanimous consent to return a second reading for a specific amendment.
Hear no objection. House Bill 1022 is in second reading.
Mr. President, the amendment was drafted by the Legislative Affairs Agency in cooperation with the Department of Law. And what it does in 1022 sets up a Forest Product Producers Assistance Fund. The complaint from the Department of Law previously was that the legislation originally contained in 1022 was a special act. This eliminates that problem and is satisfactory to the department. If I might digress for just a second, in 1023 will be the change in the appropriations. So actually, Committee Substitute for House Bill 1022 takes care of this, the problem of the Schnabel Lumber Company and also the Alaska Timber Corporation by providing a Forest Product Producers Assistance Fund. And I would ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment.
I object.
Objection is noted. Senator Curtulin.
I noticed that it shares with those that are in here to a considerable extent and really grabs it up. What is the net result or the impact on these other projects now? I think the solution is a desirable one. I think that Senator Ray's approach is probably a very good approach. So I'm only speaking to the fact that we now have $5.2 million in a situation that you see had zero under the existing act. It isn't that the appropriation was not being made in the passage of the bills that apparently have a constitutional or other problem, but now we're taking from those projects that may already have been planned, there may be requests for, and so on, and I'd like that fully expressed because it certainly involves an area that I'm very interested in.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, if I again might speak on 1023, there you will notice that the Renewable Resources Investment Fund is increased to the total of $11,150,000. The allocations that are set down under fishery projects, timber, etc., are the same that have been allocated previously. The addition of 5.2 takes care of the Schnabel and the Alaska Timber Corporation combined. That would make 5.2, 1.6 and 3.6.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Curtulla.
But we are, as Senator Homan pointed out a bit earlier to another legal mind, we are bracketing 4.8 million and providing for new material 2.7 million. Perhaps there was not a draw of 4.8 upon that. Perhaps there was only a request of 2.7 to date. But that's the problem that I have, as you can see, Senator. I'd like some explanation.
Mr. President, we stand at ease.
Would the session please come back to order? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that action pertaining to committee substitute for House Bill 1022 be deferred to later in the calendar.
Hearing no objection, so ordered for about 1023. Senator Coletta, would you want to move 1023 to the later in the calendar too? So ordered.
The House, message of May 28, the House has passed CSSB 136 Plumbing Code with the following amendment, House Committee Substitute or Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 136 and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 136.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate concur in House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 136? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, one nay.
And so the Senate has concurred in House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 136. Is there an effective date?
There is no effective date. The House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 277, Corrective Amendments in the Alaska Statutes as recommended by the Revisor of Statutes with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for CSSB 277 and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 277.
Mr. President, what were the changes, if any? Were there any changes made in here?
Senator Ziegler.
In which he points out the changes. Do you have it on your desk, Senator, through the chair? I can read it if you want me to, or I can give you this copy. Apparently, it's just more technical cleanup work and last minute checkups. And
if it's satisfactory, Mr. President, to the Judiciary Chairman, it's satisfactory to me.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate concur in House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 277. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Senator Couture.
I did vote, but I guess I'm still.
Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas and 3 absent.
And so the Senate has concurred in House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 277.
The House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 436, grants for water supply, sewerage systems, and solid waste facilities with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for CSSB 436, amended House, transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 436, amended House.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate concur in House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 436, as amended by the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas and 3 absent.
So the Senate has concurred in House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 436, amended by the House. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 436, amended House, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
The House passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 511, amended criminal laws of the state with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for CSSB 511 and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 511.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate concur in House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 511? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 absent.
So the Senate has concurred in House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 511. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 511 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, we have a commentary section analysis prepared by Barry Stern. The House has already adopted this as the letter of intent for the House, and I'm going to try a different kind of a motion. I would move, Mr. President, that the commentary and sectional analysis, which I will give to Madam Secretary, be automatically entered in the supplemental journal as an expression of the Senate's intent at the conclusion of business tomorrow. I anticipate there will be no objections, but if there are, I don't want to preclude anybody from saying I don't agree with it, so I would ask unanimous consent.
That it be, that your notice be put in the journal, but that the actual approval of this be postponed until tomorrow. Please come back, daughter. Senator Kalina.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that action pertaining to committee substitute for House Bill 1022 be taken up this time.
Hearing no objection, the action on 1022 be taken up at this time. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, again, we have to look at 1023, the proposed amendment for 1023, and the line item figures. What 1023 does is amend the appropriations in the 1980 fiscal budget, and it's the Attorney General's office and the Legislative Affairs in conjunction are the authors of this amendment, and it is my information, or I am led to believe, that they have worked there, they have contacted ARC, and that by amending, it will not disturb any applications that are ready to go at this time. That's the information that I'm led to believe, sir. And if this is incorrect, naturally, we can always catch it in the House and stop it, and I would agree to that, because certainly it's not my intent to take money away from somebody that has an application in and is waiting approval or just waiting the money. That's not my intent at all, sir.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cotrullo.
We just had a discussion on that subject. In the interests of keeping the session moving, I think that's reliable and responsible method of handling. Perhaps both Senator Sackett's co-op and another cooperative may have made application. We just want to check that out. I've heard some rumors they had.
You have removed your objection.
For the time, ask me
that. Unanimous consent was asked. No further objections. Amendment number one is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 1022, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 1022, amended Senate, an act relating to financial assistance for forest products producers and providing for an effective date.
Question.
You're ready for the question. The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 1022 as amended by the Senate pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will
present.
Senator Hackney wishes to change his vote. Secretary will please take the vote.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 4 nays.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 1022 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Clinton.
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 1022 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas.
So the effective date clause on House Bill 1022 has been adopted.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 1023, an act granting the authority to the Alaska Renewable Resources Corporation to exceed investment limits by investing $1,600,000 in Alaska Timber Corporation and providing for an effective date, is in third reading. The Senate rescinded its action in passing yesterday.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent we return to second reading for specific amendment.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, we have returned to second reading.
I would move the amendment, Mr. President. And again, I want to reiterate for consideration of the entire body, if this eliminates any existing applications that could not be covered in the by July 1st, I am not willing to take from somebody else and give to my own district in this respect, because I don't think it's fair and I don't think it's proper way to do business. However, it's still my information that leads me to believe that this would not do that. But if it does, and I'll make the announcement again on the center floor, I would not concur with it if it does take away from somebody else.
I won't make any remarks to that.
In this respect, sir.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, well, wait a second, you asked unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number one. Hearing no objection, amendment number one is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. Committee substitute for House Bill 1023, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 1023, amended Senate, an act amending and transferring appropriations made to the Alaska Renewable Resources Corporation and providing for an effective date.
Question.
You ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 1023 as amended by the Senate pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 4 nays.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 1023 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
So the question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 1023 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. There it is. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 absent.
And so the effective date clause on House Bill 1023 has been adopted.
Mr. President,
right.
Through the chair to the majority leader, is it in the best interest of our business proceedings to reconsider these bills so that they can be transferred to the other end?
Mr. President, I would strongly recommend that reconsideration notice be given and be taken up at this time.
You want to make a motion, Bill?
Mr. President, I would give notice of my reconsideration on committee substitute for House Bill 1022 as amended, and ask that that reconsideration be taken up at this time.
Is there any objections? Hearing none, House Bill 1022 is before us on reconsideration.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 1022 amended Senate, an act relating to financial assistance for forest product producers and providing for an effective date. The third reading on reconsideration.
Question.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 1022 as amended by the Senate pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 3 nays.
And so, committee substitute for House Bill 1022, amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 1022, amended Senate, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Mr. President.
Senator Wright.
Give my notice of reconsideration on committee substitute for House Bill 1023 as amended, and ask that reconsideration be taken up at this time. Ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, House Bill 1023 is before us at this time.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 1023 amended Senate, an act amending and transferring appropriations
made to the Alaska Renewable Resources Corporation and providing for an effective date.
Question.
You ready for the question? The question is, your committee substitute for House Bill 1023 is amended by the Senate passed. The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 4 nays, 3 absent.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 1023 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Collins.
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
The question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 1023 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas and 3 absent.
And so, committee substitute for House Bill 1023 is amended by the, or the effective date clause is adopted.
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to sign them?
Sure. Put them right up with the Senate, please. Be at ease, and I'll sign. From the governor so they can get this in the journal and get it reviewed. Senator, please come to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, may we revert to messages from the governor.
Hearing no objection, the Senate reverts to messages from the governor. Madam Secretary.
Message of May 17. This is a 4-page letter that has just been distributed and has been sent to the governor as requested by SCCS SB 53 last year. Each senator has a copy. That's the only message from the governor.
Mr. President, will the message automatically be spread in the supplemental?
Yes, it will.
You have it. Thank you.
That brings us back to messages from the House.
There are no more messages from the House.
All right, communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
We have no standing committee reports.
Do we have any special committee reports?
We do. Second Pre-Conference Committee Report, May 27, 1980. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the Second Pre-Conference Committee, which considered Senate Bill No. 240, continuing the existence of the State Medical Board, and HCSSB 240, amended House, continuing the existence of the State Medical Board and amending the laws regulating the medical profession, recommends that Pre-Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 240, an act relating to the continuation of regulatory boards and continuing the existence of the State Medical Board and providing for an effective date, be adopted. Signed, Senate members, Senators Sturgiolewski, Chairman, Senators Bennett and Fahrenkamp, House members, Representative Malone, Chairman, Representatives McKinnon and Bettesworth. This is accompanied by a letter of intent.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'd move adoption of the letter of intent accompanying Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 240.
Do you wish your vote or will unanimous consent do?
I think we have to move it.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the letter of legislative intent on Free Conference Committee substitute and Senate Bill 240 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yea, 4 absent.
So the letter of legislative intent for Senate Bill 240 has been adopted. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 240.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 240 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 absent.
So the Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 240 has been adopted. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 240 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
There are no other special committee reports.
This introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 589 by the Rules Committee by request, an act relating to the termination, continuation, or reestablishment of state agencies, boards, and commissions under AS 0803 and AS 4466 and providing for an effective date is accompanied by a letter of intent.
Could we refer both the letter of legislative intent and the Senate and Senate Bill 589 to Congress?
Mr. President.
Oh.
Seven. Just information. Could that letter of intent be spread upon the minutes? Is it necessary to make a motion? So it'll be part of the record.
Spread in the journal.
Supplemental.
We'll have it spread in the supplemental.
Supplemental. Thank you.
That is the only bill this morning.
Brings us down to consideration of the
Mr.
daily
Mr. President, we move and ask unanimous consent that we advance to unfinished business.
Hearing no objection, the Senate advances to unfinished business. Do we have anything under unfinished business, Madam Secretary?
We stand at ease, please.
Senate, please come back to order. Is there anything further under unfinished business? Special orders? Announcement of committee meeting? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I want to just inform the body that it's my intention to place a recess motion until 2:30. That would give free conference committees the opportunity to meet. The free conference committee on bonds will meet at 1:30 in the House Resource. Or was it 1 o'clock?
1:15.
1:15.
Yes, Senator Curtula.
Free Conference Committee on 3:15. I believe that's the number of the state investment. We'll meet at 10 minutes after 12 back in room 121.
Any further announcements? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, thought occurred that possibly maybe instead of 2:30, might I suggest that we come in at 3 so we don't have a repeat of what we had yesterday in processing House activity that then caused the membership to come and still wait 15 or 20 minutes. Why don't I amend a recess motion to 3?
You're making the motion, sir.
All right, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate recess to a call of the chair at 3 p.m.
Object or too late?
3 a.m.
Senator, please come to order. All right. Could we, let's see. Messages from the House will be first.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent the Senate recess to a call of the chair for a Republican caucus, approximately a half hour.
You don't want to let them print up their stuff, huh?
We'll have a caucus also.
Senate, please come back, daughter.
Oh, yeah. That looks like.
Turn it down. Senator, please come back to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, prior to making a motion, an explanation, apologize to the body. We prematurely rang everyone up. But, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate recess to a call of the chair for a Republican caucus. This time, I believe we can hold to about 15 or 20 minutes.
We were still under messages from the House, were we, or did we get on to something else?
Message of May 21, the House has passed Senate Bill number 205, amended Special Appropriation Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, with the following amendment. HCS SB 205 amended House, making appropriations to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, the Division of Business Loans, and the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, and the Alaska Industrial Development Authority, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 205, amended House, and request the body to vote no.
Are you ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments, namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 205, as amended by the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote. Let me know if it takes off.
We didn't have a printer on. We might have to do that again.
We'll avoid that one. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments, namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 205, amended by the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 nays, 5 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to concur in the House amendments to House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 205. I'll appoint a free conference committee when the bill comes back.
The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to House Joint Resolution Number 80, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to joint budget revision power of interim committees of the legislature, thus passing Senate Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 80, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the interim and special committees and the joint budget revision power of interim committees of the legislature. The House has adopted the report of the Free Conference Committee considering CSHB 546 and SCS-CSHB 546 rules, thus passing Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 546, an act relating to offers of judgment and to prejudgment and post-judgment interest rates and providing for an effective date. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 629, Community Schools, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 629, an act relating to community schools and providing for an effective date with a Senate letter of intent adopted. Those are the House messages this morning, this afternoon.
Are there any communications?
We have no communications.
Introduction,
Standing
Committee reports. Mm-hmm.
The Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 589, Termination, Continuation, or Reestablishment of State Agencies, Boards, and Commissions under AS-0803 and AS-4466, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass, signed Senator Bradley, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiewski and Senator Ferguson. Senators Kelly and Stimson signed no recommendation. SB 589 has no further referral.
Rules.
We have a Senate resolution. The Senate Resolution Number 28 by the Rules Committee by request relating to the sale of agricultural land in the Point McKenzie Agricultural Development Project.
Finance.
That's the only resolution.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the daily calendar be held over till tomorrow.
No objection. The calendar will be held over till tomorrow. That brings us down to unfinished business. Does any member have anything under unfinished business? Special order? Announcement of committee meetings? I believe we have one at 7, don't we, on the bond?
I'm not aware, I don't know, but to be on the safe side, there will be a free conference committee on the bonds at 7 p.m. tonight in the House Resource Committee room. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
No argument.
What do you-